Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ninginem Hangsing. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has underscored the importance of properly handling differences and disputes between India and China and not allowing them to disturb peace and tranquility. Mr. Modi held a bilateral meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping yesterday on the sidelines of the 16th BRICS summit in Kazan. During the meeting, the two leaders agreed that the special representatives on the India-China boundary question will meet at an early date to oversee the management of peace and tranquility in border areas and to explore a fair and mutually acceptable solution to the boundary question. They affirmed that stable, predictable, and amicable bilateral relations between India and China will have a positive impact on regional and global peace and prosperity. It will also contribute to a multipolar Asia and a multipolar world. Welcoming the recent agreement for complete disengagement and resolution of issues that arose in 2020 on border issues, Prime Minister Modi said, "Maintaining peace and tranquility over the border should remain a priority and mutual trust, respect and sensitivity should remain the basis of the India-China relationship." He expressed confidence that the two nations will hold talks with an open heart. The Chinese president said it is important for both sides to have more communication and cooperation, properly handle the differences and disagreements, and facilitate each other's pursuit of development aspirations. The Nagaland police has warned the citizens about an investment scam targeting investors from Nagaland. In an advisory, the police observed that one company by the name RGA lured many investors from the state promising huge returns. The police said the company gave initial investors returns to appear genuine and then offered downline percentages to investors for introducing new investors. This appears to be a Ponzi scheme. The state police therefore advised individuals who have lost money to call 1930, a citizen financial cyber fraud reporting and management system, immediately and report the scam with details for remedial measures. It can also report the case through the website cybercrime.gov.in. Dimapur Sumi Council, DSC, has made a clarion call upon the Sumis to shun away from anti-social activities that tarnish the reputation of the Sumi community and disrupt peace and brotherhood among the Naga family. The council in a statement advised the Sumis not to indulge in destructive and detrimental activities which hurts the sentiments of other Naga brothers. The DSC said, "It is high time now for the community, village and clan leaders, intellectuals, churches, individuals as well as different groups to both introspect and retrospect the reason and work for the healing of relationship within ourselves and other tribes." The council appealed to all Naga brothers to reach the officials in matters of any grievances or problems that arise so as to settle differences amicably before communalizing and making it a tribal issue or resorting to any mob activity. SBIF Asha Scholarship Program 2024, one of India's largest scholarship programs, is currently open to students from class 6 to 12 in the current academic year. An initiative of the SBI Foundation, this scholarship aims to provide financial assistance to meritorious students from low-income families across India, ensuring the continuity of their education. Nagaland Board of School Education, NBSC, has informed all the heads of institutions that the top 300 most meritorious students from each state and union territory in India will be selected for the award this year. The award for the selected student carries 15,000 each. The NBSC said the student applying for the scholarship must have secured 75% marks or above in their previous academic year, while the gross annual family income of the applicants should be up to 3 lakh rupees. The NBSC informed that the online nominations for 2024-25 will come to a close on the 31st of this month, which can be accessed through the portal www.sbifashascholarship.org. For any queries or assistance to schools or applicants, can contact Mehdi Hassan, Field Officer Buddy for Study, at 900-790-8205 or helpline SBI Asha Scholarship at buddyforstudy.com or 011-430-92248 EXT303. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.